From Marketplace in New York, I'm Sabri Benishore, in for David Brancaccio. When they need quick cash, nearly 10 million Americans turn to what are called short-term installment loans. They're a bit like payday loans. You pay back in installments. This is from a new report by the Pew Charitable Trust. But just how much Americans pay in interest and finance charges, and it can be a lot, depends on how their state regulates lenders. Marketplace's Renata Sago has more.
The installment loan is like the younger, gentler sibling of the payday loan. Ask Alex Horowitz, senior researcher with the Pew Charitable Trust. He says the key differences
are affordable payments, lower prices, and reasonable time to repay.
According to Pew, borrowers with bad credit can get up to $10,000 in 44 states in installment loans. These same borrowers end up paying about $10 billion in finance charges every year, Horowitz says, with things like origination fees and credit insurance. And in 12 states, including California and Wisconsin, there's no cap on annual percentage rates. That's according to Lauren Saunders, associate director of the National Consumer Law Center.
We've seen, you know, rates as high as 200% or more.
The latest federal banking overhaul is intended to make it easier for banks to offer smaller loans. But in the meantime, the future of lending practices from private companies, well, that's up to state lawmakers. I'm Renata Sago for Marketplace.